Oh, yeah. The generator has enough capacity. I don't know any difference than not being on Edison, with the exception of I have new 220. So no range and no dryer downstairs. And then, you know, not that you need it, but no central air conditioning during the summer. But with all the 110 lines, it can, you know, especially with just one guy, it can power all 110 lines, and no issues with that. The only thing I do notice is it's slightly doing the surging, ever so slightly, you know, up and down, up and down. So I think it's time to get it serviced, get that all cleaned out, because it's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be one smooth level. But it is, what do you call that, a particular kind of generator where it, you know, buffers it so that the power is output is always smooth. It, you know, you don't have your lights dimming at all.
Yeah, a carburetor is usually the biggie thing on these things. There's this bolt, a little, like, usually a 10-millimeter nut on the bottom of the carburetor. What you're supposed to do on these generators is you're supposed to turn the gas valve off, run them till they quit running, and then take that little bolt off the bottom of the carburetor. That's the biggest thing. So my bet is you probably got a little bit of gum. And then the other thing that really causes a lot of problems is this oxygenated fuel. You know, if you're just buying regular gas, that's got alcohol in it, it could have up to 10%, and that causes a lot of havoc. So, you know, if you're going to store gas, buy the marine gas. Around us, you can get it everywhere, you know, but they call it recreational fuel. That's what you should be storing in, you know, in your containers, and that's what you should be, you know, keeping around for that. I mean, the oxygenated fuel is all right as long as it keeps running and you're burning it through, you know, you follow me? But if it has to sit very long, it doesn't do anybody any favors.
Yeah,